Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Jim Robb joining us again today as we talk about beef demand in just a moment.
This is Anita Rendelan from Sunshine Dairy. Protecting the environment has become a trendy buzzword, but on our dairy farm, it's been our way of life for as long as I can remember. As a dairy producer, I know how hard we work to help to protect the environment. I see firsthand every day how water is reused and recycled for various processes on the dairy. You know, composting manure to enrich our soil, collecting and reusing water on the crops have been practiced on dairy farms for years. On many dairy farms, water is recycled and reused 4 or 5 times. Every dairy farmer I know looks for new ways to improve their operation and protect the environment. Dairy farmers use the latest research and technology to remain sustainable. You can discover more about dairy farming and environmental stewardship at dairymex.org. You will be amazed how dedicated our farmers are to protecting the environment.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
The broader U.S. economy continuing to sputter a bit. Jim Robb, Cattle Market Watcher, joining us once again today. And he says, how goes that general economy will help determine in the days to come the health of our U.S. beef demand.
Absolutely. And still domestically, I think we're still struggling on the beef demand side, especially from the restaurant segment. We're seeing stabilization in beef demand at the consumer and restaurant side, but we're really seeing the improvement in demand has largely come in the export markets and the non-meat items like hide and offal and those components. So, you know, really the domestic market side is still a bit of a struggle from a demand perspective.
From your perspective, you know, why have we been able to succeed in these export markets?
Well, I think, you know, exports markets are slow and it's a very slow process and it takes a lot of work. So we're still sort of reaping the benefits of the investments that we've made trying to open export markets and work with chefs and foreign countries and getting the business relationships going from 10 years ago. And so we still have a good reputation overseas. So when the when their economy started to come back in Asia, especially South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and some of those markets, we were really in a good position. Now, it's always a battle on the export demand front. And we are largely through a lot of the BSE-related problems that we had a few years ago. I mean, the world emphasis and the restrictions on BSE sort of continue to erode. We're hoping for another round of at least good discussions with the Japanese on this topic. So, you know, I think it's, you know, we were in a good position. And when, you know, those economies in Asia really turned around, you know, 6 to 8 months before the U.S. really has here. So we've been getting that sort of demand pull from the strong part of the world in terms of the overall economy, clearly Asia.
Right. Talk to me about the cow-calf end of the business, the calf market. Where, give me your feel about how it's performed so far 2010 and maybe the balance of the year.
I think it's probably performed a little bit better than anticipated. Again, it's been supported by a stronger fed cattle market than anticipated, especially at spring through current. You know, the two real driving forces there, as you know, are, you know, kind of the fed cattle market and how that feeds back and the cost of feeding an animal, which is driven by the cost of corn. We've got a little more concern on that, you know, cost of feeding an animal than we did a few weeks ago and maybe a month ago. But we're still not to corn prices, you know, cash market at Omaha, you know, we're still fundamentally about $3.50 corn. You know, we get up to $4 corn and we're going to start to really have some concerns in cow-calf country.
Jim Robb, who for 17 years with the Livestock Market Information Center, just now moving over to CoBank, a part of the Farm Credit System, talking with us today about beef demand. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.